Federal government's announced the Productivity Commission will review mental health in Australia and advise the best ways to support and improve national mental wellbeing. The review will be finished in 18 months' time, with public consultations beginning in weeks. Currently, the Commonwealth and states spend more than $9 billion every year on mental health. John Mendoza is a director of Connetica, a well-recognised mental health and suicide prevention consulting practice and an adjunct professor at Sydney University. He was the inaugural chairman of the National Advisory Council on Mental Health, and he joins us now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Sabra.
You've long argued that there's plenty of accounting of how much money is spent on this area, but precious little analysis of what is successful and what's not. How hopeful are you that the Productivity Commission will provide those answers?
Well, Sabra, there's very little detail about what the terms of reference for the Commission's review is. You've mentioned the 18-month timeframe in your introduction. We only have the Minister's, both Minister Hunt and Treasurer Frydenberg's statements yesterday to go by. So it's difficult to know exactly what the terms of reference are, but it seems that the government wants the Commission to focus on the impact on the Australian economy, and that's an important question. The estimates of the cost of mental illness to the Australian economy range from $60 billion up to $170 billion, which is a big range, but what varies there is whether you take into account the cost on correctional services, justice systems, policing, those sorts of things, as well as the direct healthcare costs. I guess I'm of mixed view here. One, I have to remain optimistic that this will be a useful endeavour, but we've had more reviews than I seem to get iPhone updates in relation to mental health problems. On average, we have one every 2.5 years, and concurrently right now in Australia, we've got both WA and South Australia reviewing their systems. And only on Friday in Western Australia in a closed session, there was a release of a review that I completed with colleagues from ANU for that whole state. So we know what the problems are. This government, in its former guise under Tony Abbott, in fact received a comprehensive report from the National Mental Health Commission in 2014, which laid out
the directions. Sat on a shelf for a long time.
It did sit on the shelf for a year before Malcolm Turnbull responded to it and fully endorsed the recommendations of the Mental Health Commission. And it appeared at that stage that we would be following the directions, but sadly, the federal government has moved a long way away from those recommendations and has really ignored the key recommendation that they move to fund proven programs and also move away from funding a myriad of programs and just simply more activity. And that's what I see going on around the country.
All right. How likely is it that part of the solution here will be more money?
Look, I think if the Productivity Commission's terms of reference allow it to recommend that, the National Mental Health Commission's terms of reference didn't allow it to say that more money was needed. But on just about every objective measure, we are underfunding mental health. So if you think about it in terms of the burden of disease, that is the number of years of life lost to mental health, it's number three on the scale after cardiovascular and cancer. It's number one on the scale, and in fact, one in 4 years of productive life are lost to mental illness. So from a disability perspective, it's far and away the most important factor. So we spend currently a mere $9 billion, which sounds like a lot, but when you look at the Australian healthcare budget, it's $170 billion. So we're a long way short of, if you like, parity with the other major illnesses and causes of disease and disability in our community. So I think it's likely that, you know, if they can, we should see more money.
The latest Headspace Youth Mental Health Report shows one in three young people is suffering high levels of distress. Given your expertise, will young people be prioritised, or should they be prioritised in this study?
Well, they have to be. I mean, that disability burden falls incredibly heavily on young people. 70% of all disability for young Australians is due to mental illness. And when we know that they are not able to participate in education and employment and training, they are much more likely to develop not just a few years of mental health problems and out of work, but potentially their whole life can be on some welfare support and so forth. So it's incredibly important that we focus our attention on the years of life where mental health problems first emanate. Most of them occur before the age of 25, and we have to have the systems in place to respond to that. But I'd also add, Sambra, what is driving a lot of this is the uncertainty around employment. People's employment conditions have become much more precarious over the last couple of decades in Australia, and young people in particular are most vulnerable to this. They have very precarious employment conditions, and that is undoubtedly driving anxiety levels.
John Mendoza, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Thanks for having me.